Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner, Rob G. Rob Guerra. He is our super producer for the Odd Couple, filling in today for Rob Parker, who is on the last day of his vacation. He'll be back Monday and things will be back to normal. But for the next 2 hours, we got Rob G. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt on a Funky Flashback Friday. And we got the loquacious Brian Finley. And at the bottom of the hour, Ralph Lawler, the former play-by-play voice of the LA Clippers. You know he's excited to see them in the conference finals for the first time. So we will talk to him. That should be a lot of fun. And, of course, we've got game two of the Eastern Conference Finals coming up between Atlanta and Milwaukee. And it has been a surprising one right now because Atlanta is up 1-0. All right, we just had during the last hour an interview with Tyler Tynes, GQ Magazine staff writer, who had a great interview with Scottie Pippen. And Pippen was as outspoken as ever, maybe more outspoken than ever. And people on talk shows, on TV and radio have been talking about some of the things that Scottie Pippen said. And one thing that's interesting, and I brought this up with Tyler, is that Pippen, I mean, he's subtly, I can't say he's throwing shots at Michael Jordan, but there's a little sense of, you know, Mike got all the love when we played and, you know, yeah, okay, he's the GOAT, but I'm right there. You know, it wasn't just him. And he's obviously thrown shade at Kevin Durant, saying he's not a team player and he don't know how to win yet. He threw shade at Charles Barkley in that article. He threw shade at Phil Jackson, saying that when he had Tony Kukoc, you know, shoot the game-winning shot or game-tying shot against New York in the playoffs in 1994, that it was racist. And a lot of people he's thrown stuff at. But one that he does not throw anything at and seems to have a nothing but love for is LeBron James. Do we have any sound? Well, I guess there's no sound, yeah, because it's an interview. But I think the reason, or one reason, that Scotty has so much love for LeBron, and I was back at ESPN, I don't know how long ago this was, but it was nearly 10 years ago, when Scotty first said that LeBron might be better than Jordan. I think that's how he said it, might be. I asked him that question. It was on Mike and Mike in the Morning, and I talked to Scotty in the ESPN hallways recently, or before that time, and I knew he might say something like that just from our conversation, and he did. And so he's been back and forth. He recounted it, you know, eventually, because I think he caught some heat from Mike and maybe Ron Harper, but he's always loved LeBron James in his game. And I think a big part of it, Rob G, is because there is a lot of Scotty in LeBron's game. Like, they both essentially point forwards. Both were great defenders. Both great passers and facilitators and scorers. Now, obviously, LeBron does most of that, and certainly the scoring, at a higher level, a much higher level than Scotty. But still, very similar games in a lot of ways. And I think that's why he gives LeBron a lot of love. What is your feeling on it, Rob G?
I would agree with that. I think that he does see a lot of LeBron in himself. But I also think that over the years, and it's really boiling over in the last year since the Last Dance documentary came out, it feels to me like Scottie Pippen is going out of his way to kind of take swipes at Michael Jordan. And in order for him to do so, because, you know, it's hard to poke holes in Jordan's resume. Damn near impeccable. So the best way that he can do it is to just elevate LeBron James continuously over and over. Now, we talked about this, I think, maybe 2 weeks ago on the show. Now, Scottie's got this new book coming out. And in
Unguarded.
Exactly.
Think,
now,
right.
In the description that the publishers put out, which I'm sure Scottie had a lot of say over, it says, quote, "There's no Michael Jordan as we know him without Scottie Pippen. Pippen details how he cringed at being labeled Jordan's sidekick and discusses how he could have and should have received more respect." Now, even before that came out, he did an interview with The Guardian, and he was talking about, you know, The Last Dance and how upset he was. Right. And this is well documented. He's really upset. He said, "I thought the documentary was about Michael trying to uplift himself and to be glorified, considering it was his company that put it together." And you could tell, we talked about this on the show, Scotty came out looking worse than almost anybody in that Bills organization outside of Jerry Krause in The Last Dance. You know, they talked about the migraine game. They talked about the Tony Kukoc incident, which we talked about with Tyler Tynes. We talked about his
The contract.
And him sitting out the start of the season because he wanted to enjoy his summer. So it definitely feels like he has an axe to grind. And in order for him to really get back at MJ, number one, he's writing a book. But number two, he's really, really blowing a lot of smoke up LeBron James.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's a good take, because you are absolutely right. And he is throwing his subtle shots at MJ. But he's smart enough to know that you can't just come out and kind of diss MJ, right? Because you'll look foolish. You'll look idiotic.
I tried and it didn't work. Trust me, Scotty.
And so to your point, I think he is doing it by... And Scotty knows Michael well enough. And I know, look, MJ is a public relations expert, right? And he knows what to say. And he's never publicly promoted himself as the GOAT that I can recall. Do you ever remember seeing him publicly promote himself as the GOAT?
Not flat out declaring it, but, you know, the little smirks and chuckles that when people talk about other guys being the GOAT, I think says enough to me.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, in
no,
it,
but
he's
never,
asked point
he's never
blank.
Had a LeBron James moment. That's
yeah,
what made
LeBron
me the greatest player
ever. Yeah, LeBron said it
ever.
A few times, right? Yeah. And, but believe it, and we all know about Michael Jordan's legendary competitiveness. He believes he's the GOAT. And he believes everybody should understand that and know that. And so I agree with you. I think Scottie uplifted LeBron and all but stating that LeBron is the GOAT. I mean, even when, now obviously Jordan did things that Kevin Durant doesn't do, but even him kind of talking about LeBron being a team guy and all that and doing more things on the court, getting his teammates involved versus Durant who just scores, that could even be viewed as a shot at Jordan. But I think one of the biggest things that has struck me, Rob G, and this has just come out today, Scottie in the GQ article really was, I mean, he went out, not going out of his way, but he really talked a lot about how no individual wins a championship, which of course we understand. But he really pumped it up that it's about the team. It's about the team. No one guy can win it. He actually used that as fodder to shoot down Durant. Like Durant was trying to beat Milwaukee by himself, but it's a team game, and LeBron understands that, and blah, 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 blah,
He's also using that to sell his book, that no one guy can win all those championships
right.
in Chicago.
And,
it's a team
and I'll
game.
Tell you what, he is doing a good job of promoting his book.
Oh,
I'll tell
yeah.
you that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
can't wait to read this
I'm
book.
Hyped. I might actually pay for it, because normally we get them for free, but I might actually pay for this
no,
one. That's how excited
that
I am.
That's going to be a good book. But he is saying he's contradicted himself today, because he got into it with Stephen A. Smith, or, you know, Stephen A. was going at, what was he going at, his takes on
Durant.
KD, right?
Yep.
And they get into it on Twitter, and Scottie actually says this. King James, LeBron, he tweets this to Stephen A., won a championship without any help. He's talking about the 2016 finals. Now, first of all, that contradicts everything Scottie said in the GQ article, where it's about team, nobody wins it by themselves. Secondly, it's just bad history. Scottie, can I introduce you to Kyrie Irving? Who actually, and I know obviously LeBron was the best player on that team. He was the leader on that team. He made that incredible block on Andre Iguodala, and he scored. He was the leading scorer for the Cavs. He was the man. But Kyrie hit the game-winning shot. And didn't Kyrie average 27 in that series, Rob G?
Something like that. And he also went nuclear, I believe, in game 5. I think him and LeBron were the only two players up until that point to each have 40.
Right.
In a finals game.
So to me, that supports your argument. That he's willing to go that far for LeBron to completely just dismiss and basically just fabricate history to promote LeBron, but he won't, you know, do that obviously for Jordan.
Yeah, and it's really disappointing, because I know that when we debate, you know, some of the greatest of all time in anything, you really got to split hairs, and it always sounds like you're kind of hating on someone even if you're not trying to.
Right.
It's just the reality. You know, like when I made that hot take that you and Rob fell out of your chairs when I said I had Duncan and Kobe both ahead of Magic, you know, you disagreed. I could tell you were really offended by it, but I at least had reasoning to back it up. I said, hey, defensive end, all defensive teams, these kind of things, X, Y, Z. What I didn't do was flat out lie. What I didn't do was say, well, Magic only won with a bunch of Hall of Famers and Kobe carried a team by himself, because that's not true.
Right.
Okay. Tim Duncan did not carry the Spurs by himself. Say what you will about Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, but they were very good players. And
they're going to be Hall of Fame.
Exactly. And what Scottie's doing is disingenuous. Like, you can have LeBron as the best player in the world. People will disagree with you, but you can make a really good case when it's all said and done. LeBron is the best player. His longevity speaks for itself. He's going to be the king of every single major statistical category when it's all said and done.
Right.
But to say that he won without any help is just a flat-out lie.
Yeah, here's the numbers to prove it. Kyrie Irving in the 2016 NBA Finals, he averaged 27 points. And he had a 41-point game in Game 5, and that's the one you were talking about when they got back in the series. So it sounds like you're on to something, Rob G. And, you know, I think Scotty, like you said, he was offended. He's talked about it. He didn't like the way he was portrayed in The Last Dance. And so now he's sticking up for himself. And I get it. You know, you want to secure your legacy. But you got to go about it the right way. Because now, and it even has come out on his beef with Kevin Durant. Because Durant, of course, went right back at Scotty and brought up him not going into the game because Phil Jackson called to play for Tony Kukoc. He brought up, you know, him sitting out the season because he was upset about his contract or sitting out parts of the season, waiting till the end of the summer to get his surgery because he wanted to enjoy his summer, all of that stuff. And that you have to be careful when you start throwing this stuff out there because there are some blemishes on Scottie Pippen's resume, as great as he was.
Yeah, and Chris, I know that we got to get to break, but I do have a question for you. Now, I'm still excited about the book, regardless of what happens now.
No doubt.
But do you think that there's going to be people who are going to choose not to read the book, specifically because it feels like Scottie's losing credibility when he makes comments like this?
I think he has to be careful. Like, if he kind of chills out now or subtly finesses it, you know, going forward, I think he'll be fine. I don't think he's done enough yet to get people off of him. But if he continues on this path, on this route, then I do think people will kind of tune it out. So I think he's safe right now, and he should be smart to kind of let it go. I mean, he's gotten people excited about it, but he needs to make sure his facts are more straight if he's going to get into this type of contentious stuff. All right. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is Scottie Pippen going out of his way to big up LeBron as a way to tear down the great Michael Jordan? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob G, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob G, in for Rob P, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup, free next-day delivery as well on more than 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you want to weigh in on the Scottie Pippen talk and why he is kind of going out of his way to praise LeBron and subtly maybe downplay Michael Jordan, his teammate. All right. Rob G, let's get to the call.
Let's get to these calls, Chris. We got a lot of people waiting on hold. Keith, you're in New Orleans. Let's get you started. You're on the Fox Sports Radio. Excuse me, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Keith?
Rob G, doing a great job tonight, man. Uncle Chris, what's up, my man?
What up, brother?
Listen, like, who knows this situation better than Scottie Pippen, right? Scottie Pippen, you know, was... it sounds negative, but the sidekick to Michael Jordan, right? But his claim to fame is Michael Jordan did not get out the first round till he arrived. That's fact. That is a fact. You can't take it away from him. It is what it is.
Okay.
And when he said, listen, LeBron, you know, done it with, you know, by himself, I don't disagree with him because no one cares about Kyrie Irving.
Disagree with him.
Kyrie, yes, is very talented. Is he valuable? Ugh. No one cared about him before LeBron got there.
Kyrie Irving is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Everyone gets
there's
Hall
no
of Fame
doubt.
NBA,
well,
man.
Okay, but he's going to be a legitimate Hall of Famer. Is there anybody that says Kyrie Irving's not a Hall of Famer?
He's a Hall of Famer, but why? But is John Paxson or Steve Kerr Hall of Fame because they hit a shot?
But Kyrie's done more than that. You really going to diminish? And I'm not – this is not to take anything away from LeBron. But Kyrie Irving is a legitimate Hall of Fame guard. The issues with Kyrie are off the court. Attitude, injuries, you know, things like that. But his game? Come on, man. And Kevin Love, I got to say this, because I know Kevin Love really didn't do that much in Cleveland in the playoffs. Regular season, he was 17-9, which is great for a third option. And y'all might remember when he was in Minnesota and he had his own team, he was putting up Moses Malone-type numbers. And he was viewed as a top 10 player. It was erroneous, but he was viewed as a top 10 player in the NBA. And I know they didn't make the playoffs. Everybody throws that out there. But they were, I believe, 42-40 his last year in Minnesota. Would have been a playoff team in the East. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, I tend to obviously disagree with what Keith said, but I think he does have a point in that, Chris, I don't know if you're a Hall of Fame voter, and I don't know if we've talked about that yet.
No.
But even you have to agree that the Basketball Hall of Fame is very, very lenient with who they let in.
Yeah.
So calling Kyrie Irving a Hall of Famer, I guess I can kind of understand what he's saying in that Kyrie, when I think of the all-time greatest players I've seen or the greatest players in the league, Kyrie has never been one of those guys to me. So I could see why some people might be pushing back on that, even though the reality is everybody gets into the Hall of Fame. So, yes, he is a Hall of Famer.
Let's say that the Hall of Fame was as stringent as you think it should be, okay? Whatever that means. So Vlade Divac isn't in there. I don't think he should be for his NBA career. Drazen Petrovic, obviously only played a few years in the NBA, isn't in there. Ben Wallace maybe isn't in there. Let's say it's as stringent as you think it should be. I would suggest this. Kyrie Irving is still a Hall of Famer.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Okay,
what is
explain
Kyrie
yourself.
Irving is a 7-time All-Star. 7 of his 10 years in the league, he's made the All-Star team. Kyrie Irving has won a championship by hitting the biggest shot and averaged 27 points a game in those finals. Kyrie averaged 27 this year, 27 last year, 24 the year before, 24 the year before that, 25 the year before that. I mean, my goodness, he's 23-6 for his career on 47% shooting. He's nearly 40% from three for his career. Like, what's not to like? I get it. He makes some crazy statements. I get it. He's been hurt a lot. I get it. Before LeBron went to Cleveland, they weren't winning, but hey, I mean, LeBron didn't make the playoffs his first 2 years in the league. We can talk about a whole host of players who didn't lead their teams to victories their first few years in the league. Well, I'm shocked that anybody would say Kyrie Irving is not a Hall of Fame. Like, and I get what you're saying, Rob G, on the leniency of the Hall, but I'm saying if we think of it as stringent as any Hall of Fame out there or whatever, that dude got to make it.
Okay, but I will say that there are three things you can point to if you wanted to poke holes in the Kyrie Hall of Fame, you know, resume. Number one, like you mentioned, or like the caller mentioned, Keith, before LeBron got there, he was an empty stats guy. He was Zach LaVine. He was the pre-Chris Paul era Devin Booker, where it's like, yeah, he's a really good player. He puts up a lot of nice stats, but his team sucks. So how much credit does he really deserve?
A lot of young dudes are like that.
That's one.
Karl Anthony Towns is like that. Trae Young was like that before this season. You mentioned Devin Booker was like that for 5 years.
Right.
I'm not calling
Devin Booker a
Hall
of Famer.
Paul Pierce was like that at one point. I mean, really, go look at Boston.
Yeah. Paul Pierce should be in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yes.
What?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
What kind of Hall of Fame? Your Hall of Fame got what, like 40 people?
Yes. I want it to be exclusive.
It is exclusive.
The Hall of Fame, the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame is not a hall. It's like a boulevard.
Paul Pierce is not a Hall of Famer? Are you serious?
Like I said, because everybody gets in, of course he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't know if he is already. But I would like to see, when I'm talking about the Hall of Fame, the best of the best, then you better have been the best of the best during the time that you played.
Rob G, Allen Iverson's teams lost big before Larry Brown got there and started coaching. So the first few seasons. I'm just saying, like, Oscar Robertson won two playoff series in 10 years with the Cincinnati Royals.
Chris, if we weren't restricted by this clock,
goodness. You see, Rob G is smart. He's like, yo, let me get out of here. Chris is serving me. That's why I love you, man.
Whatever.
You always know the technical way to get in and out. All right. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob G. In for Rob P. Rob Parker. Ralph Lawler, former play-by-play voice of the LA Clippers. We are waiting on him. For the time being, we will take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Rob G., let's get to it.
Let's go out to Tony in North Carolina. Tony, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What do you got, Tony?
I like to say that Scotty, he's tripping. I'm not going to lie to you. Unless he comes out in his book saying that, yo, I did everything in practice to make Michael Jordan who he is today, and that's why we're winning.
I routinely used to beat Michael in one-on-one. Right?
I locked him up defensively in five-on-five.
Like that. Yeah, if he doesn't come out saying nothing like that, man, Scotty, I don't know what you're talking about, what you're doing. But Michael Jordan, the GOAT, can't touch his legacy. And Paul Pierce, not a Hall of Famer? Where's Rob Parker at?
Thank you, Tony. Now, let me ask you this. Hold on. Kyrie, is he a Hall of Famer?
I think if LeBron, if he never wins a championship, then he just
won
those
with
great
LeBron,
players.
Though. He did win it with LeBron and hit the shot.
But since he won it and showed his big shot, I think he's like hands down from that moment on. And anything he do, icing on the cake.
Right. Now, I hear what he's saying, Rob G. He was saying if he hadn't won that championship with LeBron. And maybe we do view Kyrie differently if he hadn't done that.
Well, let me ask you this, Chris. And then we just had Brian Finley say it in the update. You know, the Blazers are likely going to hire Chauncey Billups to be the next head coach, which obviously now everybody's thinking about what's next for Dame Dalla, you know, his future there, and will this hire be enough to keep him?
Right.
Before we get into that, I think that Dame Lillard he's just been better than Kyrie Irving during his time playing, but because he does not have the championship, do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
I do.
Okay.
I do. And I know, you know, maybe some people will accuse me of having low standards. I don't think I do.
I would agree with that. You let me close the show, so you definitely got low standards.
You my man, bro. You know, I'm trying to help you elevate. I'm trying to help you expand your horizons and see what is out there for you. And I got to admit, man, you're doing your thing. I mean, you're taking L's, but that's exactly.
Look, getting you're in the doing, ring is half the battle, right?
Yes, you are doing your thing, man. So I'm proud of you. And I'm sure everybody out there in Radio Land is like, my man Rob G, he's versatile. But no, look, Dame Lillard, definitely. He's a Hall of Famer. And I agree that he's better than Kyrie. But I certainly think you can argue a lot of what makes him better is his leadership, is his stability, right? He's viewed as one of the best leaders in the league. He hasn't had a lot of the drama that Kyrie has had. Outside of that, if you take away all the drama from Kyrie, and even this might be even more outlandish, but take away the injuries, would I then say that Dame has definitively had a better career than Kyrie? I mean, he's won to some degree in the West, which we know is tougher than the East. But if you look at the numbers, I mean, Dame for his career is 24.7. That's about a point better than Kyrie. 6.6 assists. That's like half an assist, maybe close to one better than Kyrie. But Kyrie, as I said, 47% shooter. Dame, 44% shooter for his career. Kyrie, better three-point percentage than Dame. And I know it's just not all numbers.
Right.
Like I said, I feel Dame is better, but I think a lot of it is just Dame has been a more stable personality than Kyrie has.
And you have to also take into consideration the fact that when Kyrie left Cleveland, they still went to the finals. And when Kyrie left Boston, I believe they went further in the playoffs that immediate next season.
Well, they went further before. Remember when he was hurt?
Right, when he was hurt.
Jason Tatum helped them go to the conference finals. Actually, take LeBron 7. And then Kyrie came back the next year, and they didn't go as far. They went out in the second round.
Right, right.
So I'll give you that. I mean, Kyrie, and again, that's because of, you know, whether at that point is Kyrie playing selfishly. You know, there's some of that in Boston. So I get kind of the slights on Kyrie or the, you know, the issues that he's had, even on the court. I've said this. Like, if Kyrie Irving, who certainly right now historically is ranked better than Trae Young, and I think you agree, let's see Trae next year. And I think Trae's going to do well, but I want to see it over a little more sustained period. So a lot of people would still have Kyrie ahead of Trae. But if you put Kyrie in Atlanta and take away Trae, like, you know, switch places, I honestly don't think Atlanta's in the conference finals.
I would agree with that.
Just because, not because Kyrie individually is not at least as good, and I'd say better than Trae Young, but just because of some of the intangibles.
Yeah, exactly. There's certain things about Trae Young and his confidence more than anything that just oozes off onto the rest of that Hawks roster.
Right.
I mean, you can tell. I mean, the fact that he decided he could throw a off the window lob in the middle of a conference championship game.
That was crazy.
That's number one, is stupid, but I love to see it happen.
No, it wasn't stupid.
Yeah, you never want to do that.
Because he said they worked on that in practice.
Look, man, Steph Curry threw a behind the back pass in the finals, went out of bounds. You mean tell me that wasn't stupid? Yeah,
that
exactly.
was stupid. It ain't stupid if it worked. You know? But I mean, it's impressive too that John Collins saw that coming.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to say this too, though. A big part of Trae Young's success, and this is not taking anything away from me, because, heck, Michael Jordan never won it without Phil. Kobe never won it without Phil Jackson. But Nate McMillan. Because Trae was kind of on that track. Now, he was young, so maybe it was just youth. But remember, he was kind of on that track too, putting up these huge numbers, right? Shooting 10 threes a game. Now he's down to 6 this year under Nate McMillan. You know, scoring 30 points a game, but they're not winning. John Collins goes at him. So I think Trae was kind of viewed in some circles as selfish and just playing for himself.
I thought that early in his Atlanta days, they were doing him an extreme disservice with his development, because they decided, we're going to build our entire team around you and your gifts offensively. Do whatever you want. I'm not going to rein you in at any means, at all. And we're not going to hold you accountable for your lack of effort on defense.
Right.
And he got a lot of bad habits that led to guys like John Collins, most notably, getting really, really upset with him in the locker room, because he was doing things that were not conducive to team basketball.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we got some news. It looks like Chauncey Billups, and this is, you know, this has been rumbled around the league for quite a while now, but Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that Chauncey Billups looks like he is going to get the job as the head coach. He's being offered it by the Portland Trailblazers. So he will coach Dame Dollar. I will get into it. Now, we had, 7 coaching openings. Now 4 of them have been filled. And in Broussard's Fab 5, which is next, I'm going to tell you, of the 7, which are the 5 most fabulous. Keep it locked. I couple Rob G and for Rob Parker. Fox Sports Radio.
Number 1. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teicher deep in those crates. He's feeling disco
tonight.
I can tell this week you feeling disco. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It is time for Broussard's Fab Five.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Fab Five.
All right, as I said last segment, these are the five best new head coaching opportunities. Let's put it that way. 7 jobs available this offseason thus far. 4 of them have been filled. And I'm going to tell you which 5 of these 7 are the best. Here we go.
Number 5.
Indiana. Rick Carlisle gets his job. He moves from Dallas, goes to Indiana. Now, obviously, he doesn't have a superstar on the level of Luka Doncic, but he does have Malcolm Brogdon, who I like a lot. He does have Domantas Sabonis, all-star, who I like a lot. And Miles Turner, a shot-blocking machine. So they've got some pieces to work with in Indiana. It's a stable organization, great fan base. Rick will do a good job there in his second go-round there.
Number 4.
Portland Trailblazers, and it was just reported that they're going to offer this job to Chauncey Billups. I think that's a great hire for them. You had to do something. Bring in a coach who's going to impress Damian Lillard. And who better to do that than Chauncey Billups? We have seen how a lot of these ex-players who were point guards, Nate McMillan, phenomenal job this year in Atlanta. Ty Lue, phenomenal job this year with the Clippers. And there are others who are doing good jobs as well. Now, there have been some failures as well in point guards who are now coaching. But Chauncey Billups is a natural leader. And that team, you know, they're not a championship team, but they've got some good players. If he can take them to a next level, who knows? Maybe they can compete out there in the West for that crown. All right, that's number 4.
Number 3.
New Orleans. And I know they didn't make even the play-in this year, but my goodness, do you have some raw talent. I actually thought this would have been a better fit for Chauncey Billups. If I was Chauncey and I had my pick, I would have taken New Orleans. You got Zion Williamson, who looks like he's going to be a superstar. Brandon Ingram has game, and Lonzo Ball is growing, and he's becoming a really nice point guard. With 2 scores like that, he doesn't need to put up 25 a night. I like where Lonzo's headed, and they got some talent around them as well. That's a good job in my view.
Number two,
the Boston Celtics. I know they were down this year. They needed a new voice. They needed a new voice, and they do have it now with a new coach, Ime Udoka, who came up under Greg Popovich, so you know he learned there. He was in Brooklyn this year with Mike D'Antoni. You got to think he's going to take some of those offensive principles and bring them to Brooklyn, and I don't want to disrespect Steve Nash. That was the head coach, D'Antoni, associate head coach in Brooklyn. But Ime Udoka, good job for him to get, because Jason Tatum is a young star who could become a superstar. Jaylen Brown is a young star. They've got talent there. Al Horford, veteran leadership. They're going to have money in 2 years as well with that trade of Kemba Walker. So that's a good job in my view.
Number 1.
The best job available. It's already filled. Dallas, the Dallas Mavericks. And they have gone from Rick Carlisle to one of the best point guards ever, Jason Kidd. Kidd won a championship with the Mavericks. He started his career as a player with the Mavericks. And I think it's the best job for one reason. Well, actually, that's not just one reason. But the main reason is Luka Doncic. You got a superstar. And I think J. Kidd, you know they ran this by Luka. You know Luka loves and respects J. Kidd. Most players do. So he's got to be happy with this hire. He's about to sign a 5-year, $200 million extension. You can lock him up so your future seems secure. But when you have the superstar, when's the last time? It might be this year that the team has won without a superstar, but it'll be the first time in ages. Kawhi, Steph, LeBron, KD, you go on and on down the line. Superstars, for the most part, are what you need to win the championship, and they've got one to build around in Luka Doncic. So that's the best job to me. Rob G, your opinions?
I agree with most of it, but I would not put Dallas at number one, and it's for the reason why you have them at number one is because of Luka Doncic. I think that the way that he's already flexing his muscles this early in his career with the front office, with the coaching hire, things like that. I don't know if you would want, as a coach, to go somewhere where the star player already has that kind of power. I think that that's a little bit dangerous. I think I would be a little bit nervous if I'm Jay Kidd heading over to Dallas.
Frank Vogel went to the Lakers. LeBron certainly had that power. And
yeah,
more.
But LeBron's power, he's already proven that it works. Okay,
right. Luka, but I'm just saying,
Luka has proven he can get you to the playoffs and lose in the first round.
Well, that's all LeBron had proven at his age, too. Or not his age, but this stage in his career.
When did LeBron start flexing his muscles in year three?
No, but it's a different lane. Luka has come up watching LeBron. That's the thing. And there was another one I was going to give you. You know, but these players, that's what they do now. And I get it. I think some things have to change. I think Kidd has to put Luka in the system and not let Luka just do everything.
I agree.
Because that makes it hard to win. So we'll see if Jay Kidd does that.
And we'll get more to Jay Kidd later in the show, Chris, because I got some takes on that.
Yes, we're going to get into Jay Kidd. Keep it locked.
Chris Bouchard, look like a weirdo.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!